You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Liza. And together we are the Empowered Caregivers. We're here today with Rose Carney, who's with the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. More than 120,000 people in Wisconsin are affected by all forms of dementia. The ADAW focuses all of its efforts locally, offering insight, compassionate support, and assistance to those living with Alzheimer's disease or other dementias and their care partners. They do this by offering family services and support, education, and social programs and support groups for people with the dementia diagnosis.
So that's a whole lot of stuff, right? Rose, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into this work? What drew you to this?
Yeah, so I actually just graduated from my master's in social work about a year ago. And going into social work, I really wanted to focus on the aging population. So when I was finishing my master's degree, I actually was able to intern with the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance and just fell in love with the work that they do for caregivers and people with dementia, and have stuck around since.
Okay. And so this was something that you essentially found, or were you looking for it as an internship?
Yeah, actually my internship supervisor at the School of Social Work connected me with this organization. I didn't even know that this organization existed or there are similar organizations outside of, you know, the Alzheimer's Association. So that's okay. How I got connected. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
It sounds like a perfect match. I wanted to ask you, what is the first step for listeners to get connected? But before I do that, I'm going to just take a step back. And can you tell us a little bit more? I know I read off a lot about what the ADAW does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my role at ADAW is I'm the dementia outreach specialist. So we do kind of a variety of things for caregivers as well as people with dementia. So we do support groups for both caregiver and person with dementia, as well as different social programs, and do a lot of resource sharing with loved ones and collaborating with other agencies in the area as well.
That is wonderful. And I remember when I was researching some of the caregiver aspect, the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance came up for their amazing work that they did. So it looks like you're a real leader and role model in the industry. Now I'll go back and ask the question, how can listeners get connected?
Yeah, so we have our general phone number, which is 608-232-3400. And all you have to do is call. And a lot of times people will call and say, I don't know what I'm calling for. I just heard about you and someone told me to connect with you. So I would encourage you to also look at our website, because sometimes, you know, an education program or a support group can kind of pique your interest and be a good way to first step. But all you have to do is pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone and call.
That is really cool. And so I think I'm beginning to understand that your mission is as much for caregivers as it is for the people that are dealing with either Alzheimer's or dementia.
Correct. Yep.
Wow, that's cool. And could you take a moment? I'm not very well versed in this particular arena, and I am in a lot of other stuff. So people have heard me talk about other healthcare issues and caregiving. What's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Yeah, so dementia is kind of an umbrella term. So it's a category of symptoms, but overarching dementia, there are different types of dementia. Like, okay. Alzheimer's disease is just one type of dementia, and there are many other types of dementia besides Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, got it. And so when somebody's dealing with this diagnosis, either for themselves or a family member or a friend, whatever, they can reach out to you to get more information about the disease as well as all of the different programming you have for the patient as well as the caregiver.
Yes, correct.
Okay, excellent. And I'm really intrigued by what I see on the website about the caregiver journey, this 4-week course. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And it looks like it's starting in June.
Yes. So that's actually an online program. So it's great because we're able to reach people in different areas, not just in the Dane County area. And it's ran by one of our other dementia outreach specialists that's kind of in the rural counties. Her name is Janet Weigel. And the caregiver journey is for caregivers, and it goes through the middle to late stages of what dementia looks like. And it's a really great program, not only to get education of what to expect during these stages, but also just to connect with other caregivers as well. It's a very special program because you get to be with these group of people for 4 weeks. So definitely would recommend.
Okay, so it's in an online format, but it's not like you do it at your own pace. It's like a regular standing time, so you can actually build and connect with the group.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are offering that.
Yeah, and thank you, Kristen, for asking that question, because that was a question I think I had in the back of my mind that I was too, I don't know, embarrassed to ask you. Like, I should know this. But on that note, do people call in, or do you invite people to call in where they think they may have a concern with a loved one, but there's not the diagnosis? Can you help them make the connections with resources, or do they contact you after they have a diagnosis?
So both. You know, we would really love to talk to people before, you know, they even have the diagnosis, but a lot of times we're getting referrals from social workers at, you know, the neurology clinic. But there's a lot of stigma behind dementia, and a lot of people are hesitant to even get checked out. So I would say we're about 50-50 with, you know, if they have a diagnosis or maybe just recently got a diagnosis.
Sure. That's great to know. And I see on your website, there's a whole list of both online and in-person support groups. One that caught my eye was the caregiver support group, of course. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what topics you cover? When does it happen, and how can people get connected?
Yeah, so that caregiver support group that you're talking about specifically is actually a weekly support group that has been meeting online since the pandemic. And that support group is really great because it's a variety of people who maybe have just recently gotten diagnosed, their loved one has, to all the way to people who maybe's loved one are in a facility and are on hospice care and have been for quite some time. And so really it's a place to just check in with each other once a week, you know, problem solve any issues that you might be having, as well as just being a supporting environment. And, you know, it's a great group of people because we not only, you know, cry about for each other, but we also, there's lots of humor in there. And it's just a really great support system to have.
It sounds wonderful. And how can people get connected to that?
Yeah, they can, again, just pick up the phone. And I'm actually the direct referral for that one. And so then we'll able to step you through of how to get connected to that.
That sounds great. And then I see that there was some line in or online and in-person stuff. Do you have in-person things going on, or have you shifted to solely online?
Yeah, in Dane County, we're solely online, but hopefully in the month of June, we're going to be seeing more in-person programs. But in the rural areas, they're all in-person. So, but you know, Zoom has been a great thing for our organization because some people who can't leave their caregivers at home, I mean, their loved ones at home can't join in person. So it's a great connection. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really valuable tool. I have so many more questions to ask you about how you guys were able to put together such great caregiver resources, but it's time to take a break. So I'm going to give you a moment here to kind of think, where did you get all of this knowledge as an organization to put together such amazing resources? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and we'll be back in just a moment with Rose from